Good morning, and as a way of introducing the meditation, I'd like to say a few words. First, that the beginning words I'll say this morning for the instructions could be seen as an introduction or preparation for whatever way you practice meditation that is your way that you found. Or it could be that something about what I say in these instructions are useful and that you'd like to continue with it in some regard or incorporate it, not just as a preparation, but as part of the meditation. And the first thing to say is that it probably is not a surprise to most of you that one could conclude from the teachings of Buddhism that for most people, the self is overrated. That we have a little bit overemphasized the importance of me, myself, and mine. Myself as the agent, myself as the experiencer of things, myself as the one who has to navigate and make things happen. And certainly it's fine to have some of that operating, but what I'm emphasizing here is that it's overrated. It's overemphasized. And there is an alternative. There are other ways of living in this life. But certainly we can take care of ourselves, but we also give opportunities for other things to be included as part of our lived experience that doesn't put the self at the center. And one of those things is that can shift is to trust the Dharma. And the Dharma is not some teaching, is not something abstract, but rather it's something closely connected to the lived experience of the moment. And part of the reason to be present in our body, present for our experience directly, is so this Dharma, this the flow of life that's within us, has a chance to operate without our resisting it or blocking it or being distracted from it. And that Dharma practice sooner or later involves a very deep trust in our direct experience as it's received, as we allow it. A trust, maybe another word, is a willingness, a real willingness to allow our experience to unfold and show itself, express itself as it will, as it wishes, with the idea that the Dharma often knows better than we know what's supposed to happen. We don't have to be the one who has the final say about what is really supposed to happen to us, what the experience is supposed to be, that there is something deeper operating here that is intimately part of who we are, but it's not what we get caught up in and identifying and thinking about and wanting and fixing and judging. And so this idea that Andrea talked about relaxing, receiving, allowing, that can manifest itself to allowing the a mind and awareness to be quiet and in a certain kind of way, not moving. If the mind wanders off in thought, that's the metaphor we use, wandering off. Maybe because of that metaphor, we bring the mind back. The mind doesn't go anywhere. If you've noticed you've been involved in thinking, you don't need to bring the mind back. You just need to open so the mind receives again what experience is. If you feel something strong in your body that you want to bring your attention to, there's no need to bring your attention anywhere. You can just keep the mind, the awareness, quiet, content, and allow that experience to come into your mind, into awareness. When we move the mind, it's often the self that's operating. When there's a willingness and allowing of experience to move and flow and appear, that's more likely connected to the Dharma that's working through us and within us. And part of the purpose, clear comprehension of purpose, can be to get out of the way of our experience. Get the self-concern, self-preoccupation, so it's not so sticky. So then again, one more thing before kind of I'll start the meditation is if you can make a fist with one of your hands or both hands, if you'd like, making a fist and feel, it doesn't have to be too tight, but just make it a fist and feel that experience. Feel what it's like in the hand. And now, feeling the difference, release the fist and feel the hand without being fisted. Feel that openness, the flow maybe, the difference between being closed and tight and open and more relaxed. So in the same way, as we begin this sitting, meditation is releasing the fist of the mind and allowing then the openness, the flow, the relaxation to be received. To open the fist of the heart, to allow our emotions to flow freely. And that openness, and to open the fist of the body, maybe the ways in which we have braced ourselves against life, maybe the ways in which we've closed down. So easy to close down. I remember still so well the day when I was about 16, that I closed my heart. But to be willing, to be allowing, to be receiving, to relax. So what is closed in us is open. So we can receive, can allow something deep to flow, to arise and pass. To have its time, to be respected, so if you'd like to kind of start fresh now, you could, if you'd like, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. There is a kind of opening that happens with deep expansion of the chest as you breathe in deeply. As the diaphragm pushes down, there's an expansion of the belly as we breathe in deeply. And the exhale is also a letting go, relaxing. Perhaps as you exhale, long, gentle exhale, you can use that as a prompt to let go of your thoughts, Or at least to let your thinking become quieter. Maybe your thinking can become gentler. Exhaling, and maybe even thinking can have pauses in it. And in those pauses, perhaps to allow whatever experience you have to show itself, to be received. And perhaps this allowing, receiving, relaxing can be so thorough that it's not really relaxing, allowing, or receiving. Things are just revealed. Things appear without resistance. Breath, simply in breath, out breath. Is revealed, appears. Life is expressed freely. No resistance, no distraction. Mind, heart, body, open. Opening, like the opening of the hand, or the fist in the hand. When you find yourself caught up in thought, maybe you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is undo. So that experience once more is revealed in awareness. Mind does not need to move. The mind is the host. Awareness is the host for reality to show itself. And the quieter that host is, the more clearly the experience of the present moment reveals itself in whatever way it wants. Keep the fist open so the next moment can reveal itself. So after the foot pushes the scooter, in a sense, we trust the momentum of the scooter will carry us along. We allow it to carry us along. At that point, as we, our job is to allow something which is no longer us to carry us, to move us, to unfold. As we open the fist of the mind, for however long we can do it, and then to allow things to appear. And as we do this practice, as I think hopefully all of you know, that the so-called obstacles to practice, the so-called things which make it difficult, the so-called things which have us distracted or restless, that in a deep way, we don't have to see them as being problems when we open the fist of the mind to include them, to allow for them to be there. And what's really the obstacle is our entanglement with them, our judgment, our being for or against them, our picking them up, being involved in some way, or prioritizing them. And this idea of releasing, opening up the fist of the mind is to, we can only allow each of these so-called difficulties, challenges to be there, because we're stepping away from our involvement with them, our prioritizing them, believing them. And so agitation becomes agitation in the field of awareness. Restlessness, anxiety, even thinking, the thinking mind and the thoughts get held in this wider context, wider container. And in doing that, it's very respectful, because then that which is not us, that which is not our doing and our how we interfere and get involved, has a chance to unfold and resolve itself, dissolve itself. And who knows what's supposed to happen? Who knows what's next in the practice for you? The Dharma knows, but you don't necessarily know. And so this continual act of saying, or the equivalent of, this too is being included now. And if you have any inclination of mind to see something as being the problem or something that takes you away from the practice, try saying this too is included. This too is revealing reality. This too is allowed. This too is opening the fist of awareness, fist of the mind. This too, and if there's resistance and protests, this too. And this too is kind of like the equivalent of the push of this kick of the, on the scooter. This too. And then let reality show itself, until you get involved again. And you might feel that when you're too involved, too thinking about it, too involved in your thoughts, there's a kind of a closing down, a kind of a darkening, a kind of a limitation that sets in, maybe even a dukkha of some kind. And hopefully, even if it feels challenging, over time, you'll really appreciate that the alternative is to keep opening, keep being with experience, not pushing anything away or denying anything, but this too is the Dharma being revealed, and we, the host for it. So it was very nice to sit with you and have a sense of us sharing this quiet this practice together. And I just appreciate it so much. So I don't think I have no announcements, but I can make one up. And that is that, so yesterday we saw half of you for a practice discussion. So today we'll see the second half. And as has been, I think it should almost be like the custom, is you should go back onto that Google Doc to actually see what time and what teacher, and just double check, triple check, make sure you know who you're seeing today, if you're seeing anyone today. And so we've seen half of you yesterday for practice discussion, half of you we'll see today. And then tomorrow, those of you who we saw this first cycle, we won't see. It's a quiet day of no practice discussion. However, those of you who are the, what we have called in the past, the auditors, and now maybe we're trying the companions, I will meet with you tomorrow, and the time and the link for meeting with me will be on your companion auditor page, announcement page, and I'll meet with you at 9:45 tomorrow, Thursday. So unless the managers have something, Andre has something to announce, I think that we will say this too to the next moment and then continue our practice. Thank you.